All right, so here we go. Looking at intimacy. Let me get that. You can move that chair out the way. Intimacy. And remember now, with a focus on communication, how many times have we heard it said? And in fact, how many times have we said it ourselves? You got to communicate in any relationship. All right, so now we're talking about the two lovebirds. One of the things that the doctor recommends is that you get comfortable. If it's a difficult topic that you're planning to discuss, you might want to consider going someplace that's relatively neutral. Yeah, get comfortable. Don't be stressed out. Allow yourselves and allow each other to just kind of take it easy, chill, breathe easy, and move on into the conversation. Now, that said, so we're talking about communicating, right? There's some things that we really shouldn't talk about in bed. It is better to just try to make some zones special zones where only these types of activities take place. Only these kinds of conversations take place. And so when you're in bed, and especially if you know that part of the plan is to move to the place where you all are going to be engaging in sexual activity, the sharing of sexual love, that is not going to be the time to be talking about problems that you're having with any of the children. Now, we're not saying or even suggesting that you never discuss the problems that you have with your children. No. You need to talk about that with each other and with the children. But they're just, timing. You all are supposed to be getting ready to share on the highest level of intimacy, engaging your minds and your bodies and your emotions and your hearts. Talking about problems with the children can kind of put a damper on things. What else can put a damper on that? On the whole sex act deal. And just kind of ruin the moment. How about talking about money? Especially if things are, kind of difficult at the time. That is not the time. When you are in bed and you two are getting ready to move towards the height of intimacy. Now, no money issues. Go ahead and get into that discussion if you need to. Cut that TV off. I mean, just plain cut it off. Agree. If that's the way y'all going to do it, you call a meeting. All right, time for us to talk finance. Well, let's schedule it. Let's set it up for such and such a day at such and such a time. You know how busy people are. We are all so busy. And so rather than one person look at what day and time is going to work for him or her, and decide that's the best day and time for me, so that's when we'll do it. And the other person's thinking the same way or not thinking about it at all. And then all of a sudden, okay, yeah, we're supposed to be meeting such and such a day at such and such a time so we can talk about the money issue. Well, I dig where you're coming from, but it is so much better when both schedules are taken in consideration and the two of you agree on the day and time that will work for both of you. And talk your finances then. Don't talk about it, when it's time to, be really, really sharing. Anything that gets in the way, that stops the flow of love, stops the flow. Mm-mm, not then. Secondly, when you are communicating with each other, be communicating with each other. Give each other your full attention. Full attention. Anything that can distract you, your smartphone, the TV, anything that can distract you, get it away from you. A lot of people talk about some of the different things that you can do. And, because we've talked about communication, and I say we, not just on this program, but many of us have had these discussions in so many training sessions. We've read these in books. Lean in towards your partner a little bit. Let your body language send a message of connection. Let your body send the message, I'm connected to you. And if each of you is doing that, each of you is sending the message that you're connected to the other, that's a win-win. Especially if you're concerned that the topic that you're going to be discussing may create distance. Also, thirdly, look at your partner and make eye contact. It's not about trying to stare your partner down, but it is about making sure that you're not sending a message that you're afraid to face your partner either. You're not trying to go to either extreme. You're not trying to stare the partner down. You're not sending a message that you're afraid or for whatever other reason, reluctant, unwilling to truly look at your partner. If your eyes wander, bring them back to your partner's face. And we know that from time to time, our eyes are going to break the connection. Someone's going to look away. Someone's going to blink. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just part of how we communicate. Very, very rarely do people just peer into the eyes of the people they're talking with without any kind of breaks. But do make the eye contact. Try to have your hearts engaged while you're making the eye contact. Consider, at least at times, opening up with an I statement that takes the pressure off your partner. It doesn't mean something like, I need you to change. Own your own feelings and use language that indicates your awareness that each person is responsible for each person's own thoughts and behavior. Having said that, let me ask you this. When you think about it, I mean, you really think about it. Do you think that it is always inappropriate to say something like, I need you to change? Is that always inappropriate? I'm not asking if it may make the other person uncomfortable. It's not what I'm asking. Is it ever appropriate to say to the other person, I need you to change, or I want you to change? You need to change. I can imagine that quite a few people who are thinking about the training that so many of us have received, and the quick answer would, the immediate answer would be that neither of those would ever be appropriate. Here's what I would ask you to do. Give that some more thought. And when I say give it some more thought, I don't mean simply recall what you've heard and read already and just simply repeat what you've heard and read already. I want you to think about that. Is it ever appropriate to say, I need you to change? Or even to say, you need to change? Basically, what that comes down to is this. Is it ever appropriate to word our questions and statements in such a way as to prompt the other person to own his or her role in whatever problems we're experiencing? Is that ever appropriate? Or should we always simply point out, this is the way I feel when you do such and such? And then leave it to that person to decide whether or not they're going to own up to the role they play in messing things up. When you think about it, it's going to be up to them to decide whether or not they're going to take ownership of what they're doing, regardless of what approach we use. Is it ever appropriate to just say to a person point blank, you are wrong for doing such and such. You are wrong for saying such and such. You are wrong for making all these jokes that produce so much laughter at my expense. Is it always only appropriate to say, when you have everyone laughing at my expense, I feel, and then you end it the way you would end it. I feel whatever you feel, however you feel. Is that always the only way to get your partner to really think about what he or she is doing that's causing problems for the relationship? Think about it. I'll be right back. Intimacy, intimacy, intimacy is an invitation that you're going to extend to your partner. I'll tell you about that invitation in just a